When a student snaps and violently goes after a teacher, there's always the question, could we have seen this coming? Some teachers who have seen the potential for violence coming have done something about it. They've gone to court. 27 News investigator Tony Galley looked into the use of court restraining orders to protect teachers, and in a 27 News investigation found they were, but are rarely used outside of Madison.
A teacher going to court for protection is almost unique to Madison. There are legal and philosophical obstacles to using the court system for teacher protection. It's a tough call for teachers.
In Middleton, a disturbing close call with a school parent,
I thought the man was going to punch me,
was enough for elementary school teacher Patricia Ely to say enough. She took the parent to court and was granted a restraining order.
But it is effective as immediately.
When it's your safety on the line, you have to do everything that you believe is necessary to keep yourself safe.
We want teachers to be able to teach in an environment where they are not traumatized, they are not anxiety ridden about, am I going to be hurt today? Am I going to be kicked or bitten or punched?
Madison teachers have bought into that school of thought in significant numbers.
Using the courtroom to protect teachers in the classroom is a last resort. But dozens of Madison teachers have come here during the past decade. During that time, school district officials say school building security has been ramped up with surveillance cameras, private security guards, and other measures. Still, the philosophy of the Madison Teachers Union is a judge's authority is the ultimate security.
Scores of teachers have been represented by attorney Jordan Loeb, bringing classroom issues into court.
It's controversial. I won't deny that.
Loeb encourages teachers to consider the option of going to court, although even Loeb concedes he's encountered judges who range from dubious to downright dismissive of the idea.
Judges would rather the school district solved the problem in a different way than resorting to the courts.
Joanne Houston is legal counsel for WEAC, the statewide teachers organization.
If the student is a special ed student and is somehow has his behavior affected by his disability, maybe is not able to exert the control over himself that a person without a disability could, a judge is again, they're going to think long and hard before issuing a restraining order.
Is going to court an overreaction?
Bell's going to ring. Bell's going to ring.
Shannon Blackmore is just one of many police officers.
Got a pass? So what class you going to?
Who are now assigned to schools in urban and suburban school districts
time, right?
To help
next
provide
time?
A safe environment. Former Madison Assistant Police Chief Luis Udice heads up Madison's school security and says teachers are safer than ever.
The image of students attacking staff members in a deliberate fashion is simply not factual, not backed up by the numbers.
School officials have even questioned teachers going to court. That happened with Middleton teacher Ely's concern over a parent's hostility.
I thought the arrangement that I had could ensure safety of everybody. But there are others that feel that I haven't done that.
Tim Droster handles special education students at Madison's Memorial High School. In February, police officers arrested one of Droster's 15-year-old students when the student threatened Droster. Droster says teacher-student trust is paramount to him. He never considered going to court for additional protection.
Never. That's the easy answer. Because if I had to do that with one student, that would defeat the purpose of the way I like to work with my students. What I did instead is I worked with the principal and the student's case manager.
On the same day Tim Droster's student threatened him at Memorial, at Cherokee Middle School, an irate 13-year-old boy talked of getting a gun to deal with special education assistant Becky Buckman. Buckman's decision to seek a restraining order was praised by her teachers' union, which pointed to the boy's background. A gang member, having previously brought a BB gun to school, and juvenile court records show having previously shot a neighbor with a BB gun. Months later, teaching assistant Buckman was tragically killed in a traffic incident at the school, but there's no indication the boy had ever posed a threat to her again. In Dane County, when a judge lays down the law to a student through a restraining order, it seems to work.
I can't think of a time where staff members had to call 911 to enforce it.
Do you feel that there have been cases when a restraining order may have saved a teacher or staff member's life?
I don't know, and that's the whole point.
The number of teachers seeking court protection is small compared to the total number of teachers, but episodes of violence affecting teachers appear to be rising in Madison schools. In 2003, there were 29 student assaults, which caused injuries to teachers and other school workers. But last year, that student assault number was five times larger, 153. There's been nowhere near the same increase in teachers going to court to keep students away, but going to court remains an option for teachers.
And that was Tony Galley reporting. Madison School spokesman Ken Sykes says last year's teacher injury numbers may be inflated by a broader definition of teachers being injured by students to include spillover from fights among students. Well, the past